Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
Paul said we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son while we were yet enemies. This plainly indicates that God was engaged in providing something for us before we were ever aware of it, and even while we were in total rebellion against him. The Scripture unmistakably says that God judgeth the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. He goes on to say, I will render vengeance to mine enemies, and will reward them that hate me. I will make mine arrows drunk with blood, and my sword shall devour flesh. Rejoice, O ye nations, with his people, for he will avenge the blood of his servants, and will render vengeance to his adversaries, and will be merciful unto his land and to his people. Now it seems clear to us that those whom God is pleased to call his enemies are those whom he has fitted for destruction. He will laugh when their calamity cometh, and have them in derision. He will not at all acquit the wicked, nor by any means clear the guilty. Yet we read that there are some who are under no condemnation. There are some for whom Christ shed his precious blood to purchase their redemption. We are certain that God does not change his mind, since he is immutable. So has he quit being angry at some? Or is it not true that he has never been angry nor an enemy of those whom he has loved with an everlasting love, those who were chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world? They have ever been the objects of his love, even before the creation took place, and he has never needed to be reconciled to them because of this affection. So what does the Scripture mean when it says we were enemies and he has reconciled us to himself? I think that there is a twofold answer to that question. The first is that the only reconciliation that he has required is that which has been brought about by the fact his elect bride has disregarded his holy law. She has hopelessly disobeyed that law and brought herself under its condemnation. He will not disregard his law. So in order to be just and her justifier, he has come into the world made in the likeness of sinful flesh and has suffered the curse of the law in her behalf, being made sin for her. He is fully satisfied with that sin offering made by Jesus Christ the righteous, and has delivered her forever from the penalty and destruction which the law demanded for all who break it. The elect of God were born into this world with the imputed sin of Adam hanging about their neck, and according to the Scriptures were by nature the children of wrath even as others, even though they were not appointed unto wrath. The Scripture says, and you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled by the death of Jesus Christ. He is not our enemy, but we have been raging against his precepts from the moment of our conception, and have hated his way as well as his kingship. We have declared ourselves to be his enemies. In order for reconciliation to fully take place, there must be a mutual agreement. The account is fully settled as far as God is concerned. He has provided both the altar and the sacrifice. He has paid every last farthing that was owed. No corrections can be made to this account. The balance reads, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. This was all true while we were yet in the gall of bitterness, and our mouths breathed out threatenings and slaughters, while we fulfilled the lusts of our flesh and mind and lived as the heathen do. We were even as Gomer, whom Hosea loved, for she did not know that I gave her corn and wine and oil and multiplied her silver and gold, which they prepared for Baal. But thanks be unto God that in the fullness of time, when it pleased him to reveal his Son in us, he brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. He caused us to hear with our ears and see with our eyes the unsearchable riches of that which he has prepared for all of those who are in Christ. He gave us faith, and we believed it. And now every time we pick up this Bible or hear some messenger sent from God to proclaim his glorious truth to us, we are ever more certain. We are reconciled to God by the death of his Son. We have thrown down our arms of rebellion. We have kissed the Son. He is our Master and Lord. The evidence of this reconciliation is seen, as Paul said, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. This is exactly what he meant when he said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. He has now given us this ministry of reconciliation, that we might publish the glad tidings to sinners far and near, and know that it will be heard by as many as the Lord our God shall call. Are you reconciled to God?
If you would like a free transcript of this broadcast, email us at forthepoor@windstream.net.